Blackstone Audio presents What Maisie Knew by Henry James. The litigation seemed interminable and had, in fact, been complicated. But by the decision on the appeal, the judgment of the divorce court was confirmed as to the assignment of the child. The father, who, though bespattered from head to foot, had made good his case, was, in pursuance of this triumph, appointed to keep her. It was not so much that the mother's character had been more absolutely damaged, as that the brilliancy of a lady's complexion, and this lady's in court was immensely remarked, might be more regarded as showing the spots. Attached, however, to the second pronouncement was a condition that detracted for Beale Ferrange from its sweetness, an order that he should refund to his late wife the £2,600 put down by her, as it was called, some 3 years before, in the interest of the child's maintenance, and precisely on a proved understanding that he would take no proceedings. A sum of which he had had the administration, and of which he could render not the least account. The obligation thus attributed to her adversary was no small balm to Ida's resentment. It drew a part of the sting from her defeat, and compelled Mr. Ferrange perceptibly to lower his crest. He was unable to produce the money or to raise it in any way. So that after a squabble scarcely less public and scarcely more decent than the original shock of battle, his only issue from his predicament was a compromise proposed by his legal advisers and finally accepted by hers.